following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante at 41 Cross Street in Peabody. Wow, we finally had a good weekend. Two nice weekends in a row. July was pretty much a washout, certainly on the weekends, but I think we've had two good weekends in a row, and hopefully that's going to continue for the rest of this month because we have passed the halfway point for summer, and I really like the summer. It's one of my favorite seasons. Well, there's only four to choose from, but I guess summer would be my favorite. My least favorite, by the way, is winter, because that is not my thing. I'm not a outdoorsy ski, skate, and all that kind of person. And here's one of the biggest reasons. So you might think this is funny. I don't ice skate. I've never ice skated. I'm petrified of ice skating. Now, why am I petrified of ice skating? I've felt this way like since I was 6 years old. My biggest fear is that if I'm ice skating and I land on the ice, and you remember we used to go to the arenas and stuff, and everyone would skate around. If I land on my hands and then someone comes by with their skates and potentially slices off my fingers. Yep, I know. It's a weird, it's wow. Weird. Yeah. So wow, I was holding you.
You really caught me by surprise on that one.
Yeah, now you're never going to want to go ice skating, are you, Biff? Because now you're going to think.
That image, wow.
What do you do? Well, for me, I'm a guy, I like to play the piano. And if I didn't have my fingers, how could I play the piano? So it's more important to me to play the piano than it is to ice skate.
Sure. Well, see, I thought where you were going with that, Mark.
Yes.
You put your hands out and then you, bam, your forehead hit the ice and your skull opened.
No, I don't even worry about that. Hey, that happens. That can get stitched up.
We can fix that.
That's right.
Fingers,
I've seen too many of these horror movies where, the fingers get attacked, detached. And then they have to wrap it in ice. I guess there's ice at the ice skating rink. I guess they could wrap that ice, that finger up, and they could reattach it.
And then reattach it.
Yeah, but I don't know if the dexterity would work as well. So,
Mark, I'll never ice skate again.
I'm never ice skate. Maybe I've scared some other folks. So I've got some friends that actually ice skate professionally, and they've told me, Mark, the secret to that is gloves. If you wear the right gloves.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to wear gloves. He says, I guess, have you ever heard of a person who goes to the ice skating rink who got their fingers sliced? I mean, and that scares the heck out of me because, you go to these, you go to the arenas, you go to the ice skating rinks, and they have skate sharpening. So I'm thinking if the skates are sharper.
That must scare the heck out of you.
It does. It's like,
is this the skate sharpener?
That's right. I'd rather slice bagels with a gigantic knife than go ice skating.
Wow, we've learned so much about you on the show. It's
I know.
Incredible.
Well, there's some financial advice.
That's one of your deepest, darkest fears.
That is one of my deepest, darkest fears.
Because that tied in with your opening saying you don't like winter.
That's exactly right. So thank you for that. So Biff gets me. Well,
I do. Which scares me.
Which scares, yeah. So we do this show called Dollars and Cents where we're providing financial advice in a language you can understand. And I've always been told.
Well, that's what it used to be.
That's right. Well, hockey's an expensive sport anyways.
One to avoid.
That's right. So avoid that one. And then you won't get your finger sliced off. So people who are just joining us in the middle of that, I'm sorry. I mean, this is...
this is Dollars and Cents.
This is Dollars and Cents, and my name is Mark Friedman, and thanks for hanging out for my rant. But I am live in studio today. I was out last week we were out. We had a taped show, and Christian was joining me. Christian from my office, Christian, who's my new director of financial planning. But I'm back live in studio. Biff, you look like you want to say something. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I really liked last week's show. Not to say that I don't like the shows. When can we have Christian here live?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Just my question.
So, you know, so I think I might have to put him up for the night somewhere because he lives in Boston.
Oh, okay.
But Christian's good, isn't he? He's great on the radio.
He's very good on the radio.
Yeah.
I liked him, and I'd like to have him in here live.
Yeah, he and I have a lot of fun together, just kind of interacting and talking back and forth. And, I mean, we love having Marion in the office, too. I mean, in the studio, too.
Sure. It's
different banter with Marion and I. Marion's much more serious and really focused in on the statistics and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Christian just has fun, and he's doing a great job.
And he's a sharp guy.
He really is. He really is.
Now, as far as a place to stay, right here, Mark, right behind me, there's a little couch for him.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
That's right. I mean, look, he could stay with me, and I could drive him in
stay with you.
Yeah, now, once the kids move out. Because I've got five kids, and the next few weekends, we're moving them all back to college.
Back to home, yeah.
They're all going back, so we'll have some extra beds in the house. Anyways, I guess just talk about some money stuff.
maybe we should get to it.
Yeah, I guess so. It's 8:07. I've wasted 5 minutes of just banter. So, you know, one of the things that's come up lately is we have, thanks to those that listen to this radio show, we have... really met so many people who live in the local community, who call our office, they send us emails, they even come into the office for initial consultations, and they've become great long-term clients. But for whatever reason, this summer, I think, has been a wake-up call for a lot of people. They began to realize that, you know, during this whole COVID-19 thing, not that it's over, but during this COVID-19 thing that started back in March of 2020... people had to reassess and reflect how they think about their jobs, how they think about money, what they save, what they're going to do, where they're going to put things. And many people have finally said, you know what? When I finally make the money back that I lost back in March of 2020, and I finally get a handle on where my money is, I'm going to stop being so speculative. I'm going to stop having so many different relationships with so many different investment people or financial people. And I'm going to get serious because I don't want to go through what I went through in 08 and 09 or in 2020. I want somebody or a firm that will help me understand where everything is and what everything is worth, because God forbid my spouse passes away and I'm left to do this all alone, or he or she is left to do it all alone, and you're the one that passes away. As people began to realize, oh my goodness, there's a lot to know. I don't know if any of you lost anybody to COVID-19 this year or last year, or have recently had to just deal with a passing of a family member, and you were put in the position where you had to organize everything, get it all together, communicate with your siblings, whatever it was. And for most people, it's the first and sometimes only time that you do that. And that can be very, very daunting. And everybody has advice. But what you end up realizing is two things. Number one, this is far more work than I ever imagined. And number two, why did it have to be so complicated? And maybe I'd like to make it less complicated for my family if something happens to me. And so part of what a good certified financial planner will do, and it's something that we do every day in our office, is give our clients the confidence that if, God forbid, something were to happen to them, whether it's death, disability, just whatever it might be, that there is somebody, a resource that your spouse, your children, others can turn to who know where everything is and what everything is worth. Here's a perfect example. 2 weeks ago, I got a call from a client's daughter who I've met many, many times. And because of privacy issues, of course, I can't share any information about mom's financial situation unless I have something that's called a power of attorney. And she calls to tell me that mom has recently, her abilities have decreased rather significantly. So much so that she believes that her mother might need to go into an assisted living facility and probably likely into a nursing home at some point. And she had heard that her mother has a long-term care insurance policy that she bought some 15 years ago. And she was hoping that I could help her understand what needs to happen. You see, most people that sell long-term care insurance, they know how to sell it, but they've actually never filed a claim for you. You know, they make their money selling the insurance. If you need to collect on that claim, whether it's long-term care or life insurance, they don't make any money on that. They have no idea how to do that. They just call the 800 number. So she called me. And honestly, we didn't sell that long-term care insurance policy to her 15 years ago. She had bought it through somebody else. But that 15 years ago, we had uploaded that policy into her secured online vault, so we knew where everything was. But the first thing I had to do before I could talk to the daughter was confirm that the power of attorney was in place. Because I can't provide the daughter information about mom's stuff until I'm sure that I'm allowed to talk about mom's stuff. And so sure enough, our client, who has had updated estate planning documents, has a power of attorney on file, and it does list her daughter as the power of attorney, and thus I can talk to the daughter, because mom is unable to do that. And so we begin talking about the process of long-term care insurance, and she says, well, I just need to file the claims. How do I go about doing that? Well, she had, you know, there's an 800 number to call on the policy. Well, it turns out the policy that she has and the policy that we have is with a company that doesn't exist anymore. But I know, she doesn't know this, I know that it was bought by John Hancock Insurance. And so there's a new 800 number, of course, because the old company doesn't exist. They just assumed the policy on this long-term care policy. So I set up a conference call and we call the 800 number and set the claims in play. Now, the people on the other end of the long-term care, that represent the long-term care insurance, they're asking some qualifying questions. Is mom unable to perform certain activities of daily living? And yeah, she is. She is unable to perform those things. Not to mention, her doctor has said that due to some cognitive behavior, she would qualify as well. And so we're guiding this client through this process. But the mother, she knows we're doing this, but she doesn't know how to do it. She wouldn't know how to call. You remember, if you're going to file a claim for long-term care insurance, the person that bought the long-term care insurance, if you bought it for yourself, chances are you're not going to be the person that's calling to file the claim because you have some form of a disability. So where do you turn? Who do you call? Who do you talk to? Do you do this blindly? Do you just make up answers? No. You have to have somebody that knows where everything is and what everything is worth. And the fact that we had all of that data, we had her policy, we had a copy of her power of attorney, neither of which, I didn't sell the long-term care insurance, nor did I write the power of attorney, but we had that. We are this client's financial quarterback. Then to help her understand, what does this mean if we need to start collecting insurance? If we start collecting, how do we go about doing it? She didn't know the questions to ask of the insurance company. We did, because I've done this many times before. We knew how to guide her. We knew how to not only guide her, but as we were on the phone together, having a conference call together, I was able to assist her with asking the right questions of the insurance company. That's part of what we do as a financial planner. And it's part of what I find more and more people looking for is they're looking to work with somebody who can manage, who can handle more than just investing the money. People want to do more than just invest the money. They want somebody who will give them the broad scope and answers to questions that they have relating to their financial life. That's what we do at Friedman Financial. That's what good financial planning is all about. And that's what you should be seeking from a certified financial planner professional, because a CFP professional is skilled, or at least has certification that they have an understanding of both of investments, of taxes, of insurance, of general financial planning terms, of estate planning, of retirement planning, all of those things. If you're just zoning in on somebody for one of those pieces, you may be missing out on an opportunity and utilizing all of their skill sets. Well, today on Dollars and Cents, I'm going to give you a potpourri of different issues that you might want to be talking with your financial advisor about. And if they can't give you the answers, or they can't steer you in the right direction for where you want to go, or how you can leverage their experience, I want you to ask yourself, do I have an investment guy, or do I have a financial planner working for me? Because I will tell you that the financial planner and the investment guy probably charge you the same thing. Yet the financial planner is going to give you a far broader array of services and guidance to help you achieve your financial success. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, we've got more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need mine. That's what I want. 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 Your love give me such a thrill, but your love. As you prepare for retirement, we know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced, and we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polano Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polano Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polano Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. Hey, I got to do something kind of fun this past week. My son Corey, who you've probably heard here on the radio, Corey was awarded one of the scholarships that is offered through the Topsfield Fair, the Essex Agricultural Society. They issue out scholarships, and Corey was one of the recipients. So we went to a picnic that was held in the arena at the Topsfield Fairgrounds last Wednesday or Thursday, I forget the day. And there were about 500 people there. They let all of the volunteers, all the people that work at the fair, they go there for a really great meal, fill everybody in on what's going on at the fair. And thanks to, by the way, Big Pig Catering, who did a great job. great job feeding that many people so quickly. And food was awesome. We really enjoyed that. But anyways, so I'm at the fair, and they are raring to go. I know we've got this little burst right now. We say that there might be this hint of a Delta variant coming around or traveling around here. It's here. Don't get me wrong. But folks, get vaccinated, and we'll solve this problem easily. Rather than having to just fight it, just get vaccinated, because the fair is planning to open at full capacity in October. We're pretty excited about opening our booth. As many of you guys know, I run the B'nai B'rith booth at the Topsfield Fair, a booth that's been around for 50-plus years serving Jewish fare at the Topsfield Fair. We've got our big quarter-pound hot dogs. We've got brisket sandwiches. We've got so much stuff. It's just, it goes on and on. And kudos to my wife, Laura, who does a lot of the prep work and a lot of the cooking, makes my mother's brisket recipe. We make my family's kugel recipe. We make fresh matzo ball soup every day. All sorts of stuff. It is just, look, I need 200 some odd volunteers to work in our booth because the booth is that big and that busy. So if you go into the fair this year, just to let you know, topsfieldfair.org, you can go and you can buy your tickets in advance already. Now, I know it's August and you're not thinking, oh my God, the fair. Fair's running the 1st to the 11th of October. You can buy your tickets in advance. You can actually buy ride passes right now at a significantly discounted price. They give you a whole strip of tickets. It's probably worth looking at. They got some great shows that are coming up. Tony Orlando is coming back to the fair. Who else did I see was coming back? Oh, 38 Special is going to perform at the fair. And we'll have lots of other entertainment. There'll be the Racing Pigs. They're coming back. All sorts of stuff. You'll just come back to the fair. It's a lot of fun. Anyways, one of the things that we've seen happening over the past, the phenomenon over the past several months is people selling their homes for prices that are far over their asking price. People coming in and saying, well, I'll pay $50,000 over asking or $100,000 over asking. And yeah, I don't even worry about the inspection. I'll just take it. And people are that desperate to buy a house. I don't know why, but people are paying exorbitant amounts of money. And for whatever reason, they seem to think that they're going to make money on the house a few years from now because, hey, housing prices just go up, don't they? No, that is not true. I want you to think about something. First of all, we've already seen this. If you're out in the real estate market, and real estate agents will support this, the trend to pay $50,000 to $100,000 over asking price has slowed down, like it just slowed down over the past couple weeks. You know why? Because there's more houses for sale. Everybody else said, oh, I'll jump on that bandwagon. Let's see what I can make on my house. Have you driven around your neighborhood? I think every street in every city on the North Shore has a sign that says for sale or open house. It's, folks, there's plenty of inventory out there. And when there's lots of inventory, you know what happens? It's less competitive to buy a house. And now people are like, well, why aren't I getting over asking price? Well, because you're not. But here's the big challenge. And this is what people are not seeing. Interest rates are very low right now. In fact, they're at the lowest they've been in a long, long time. I mean, you're talking about under 3% in many cases for a 30-year mortgage. So I want you to think about this. If you were able to buy a house, let's say you bought a house for $650,000, which seems to be the average house price these days here in Massachusetts. You buy a place for $650,000. You put $150,000 down. There's your 20%, so you don't have to worry about the PMI insurance or any of that stuff. And so now you have a mortgage of $500,000, a $500,000 mortgage. If you buy a $500,000 mortgage at 3% for 30 years, your mortgage, principal and interest, is about $2,100 a month. And you think of $2,100 a month, that's less than the rent I pay. That makes a lot of sense. I could do that, $2,100 a month. But then you got to add on the property taxes. On a house that's worth about $650,000, oh, that's probably another $800 a month, maybe six to $800 a month, depending upon the city that you live in. So now you're adding $2,100 plus $600. Well, now you're up to $2,700 a month. And then you got insurance, and let's call that $300 a month. So now you're at $3,000 a month. And you're thinking, well, $3,000 a month, that would still be pretty good. I could afford that. Well, great. Well, here's what people are forgetting about. Just because interest rates are so low on a mortgage and you think those three items, principal and interest, taxes and insurance, are all affordable, wait till you start looking at the other expenses that go along with owning a house that large and that expensive. What's the electric bill going to look like? Folks, it's not an $80 a month bill. It's not even a $200 a month bill. Houses that are selling for $1 million right now are seeing an electric bill, certainly in the summer months, of around $1,200 to $1,500 a month. Now, granted, the gas price might be really low. Maybe it's only $79 for the month. Then you flip it around. We head to the winter. Now your gas bill, because you're using heat, is now at $1,500. So now that $3,000 a month that you thought you were spending for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance has now gone up another $1,000 or something dollars because of utilities. And then you want to buy this nice house. Are you going to go out and cut the lawn? Are you going to do the landscaping? Are you going to do the plowing? No, you want to hire these companies to do that. And because you have a bigger house, guess what? It costs more to have that stuff done. You want to have a cleaning service to come to your house. That's going to cost more because you have a bigger house. You want to have projects done around your house. Well, if a construction worker comes to your house and they say you have a nicer, bigger house, you think they're going to be as careful about their pricing on a house that's worth $600,000 or $1 million rather than something that's worth $300,000 or $400,000? No, they're going to start charging you more money. So folks, just because you think the interest rate is low and just because you think the property tax, I mean, the principal and interest is low and the interest rates are low and the property and taxes aren't so bad, there's a lot of other expenses that go along with these houses. And then, of course, you're buying a nice house. Now you got to keep up with the Joneses, right? Everybody wants a nicer car. You got to have that nicer car in there, too. And you got to have, now you want to start going out to eat. And it gets more and more and more expensive. And then there's the other side. Then you say, okay, well, I'm going to make money. My house, I paid $500,000 for my house some 6 or 7 years ago. Someone's offering me $1 million for my house. I'm going to take it. All right. Now what are you going to do? Where are you moving to? Are you buying another house after selling your house? You know you're going to pay a premium for that. Maybe if you moved to a different region of the country. But if you're selling your house just to make a profit, be very, very careful here, folks. Now, a couple things to know. If your house is your primary residence and you're married, any gain under $500,000, as long as you've been in your house for a couple of years, any gain under $500,000, not subject to any tax. There's no income tax to pay. But I had somebody come into my office this past week who sold an investment property. He was so proud of how much he was able to sell his investment property for. He had paid some $400,000 for it. And I'm sorry, he had paid $400,000 for it and he sold it for $1 million. And he thought, oh, I'll only have to pay tax on $100,000 because he figured he gets the first $500 for free. Folks, that is not true on an investment property. The rules work a little bit different there. And you need to talk to your tax preparer or your accountant to figure out what the tax liability might be. Because you've depreciated this property, especially if you've been collecting rental income. The taxes work a lot different on an investment property than they do on a residential property. You got to know the answers to these questions. But here's the thing, and this is what I worry about. Look, people have spent a lot of money to buy these houses. But what happens? What happens if interest rates start to go up? And I think we've all heard that interest rates are going to start to go up. Now, when? I don't know. I've been hearing interest rates are going to go up for the past 10 years, and they really haven't. But interest rates are going to start to go up, especially if inflation kicks in. Interest rates are going to go up. And when interest rates go up, you know what happens? It costs more for a mortgage on a house. And so let me give you an example. Remember I told you a $500,000 mortgage, which is a huge mortgage. A $500,000 mortgage, 30 years at 3% is $2,000 a month. Let's say interest rates go to 5%. You've just added $700 a month more on your mortgage every month if interest rates go to 5%. When I bought my house back in, well, when I bought my first house, I think we paid 9% on our mortgage. A 9% mortgage brings a $500,000 mortgage at 9% brings that monthly payment to $4,000 rather than $2,000. Now, I don't think mortgages are going in 9, but if they go to five, you're looking at about a 20% increase in what that mortgage cost could be between what you can get today at under 3% up to 5%. So, how many people are going to be able to afford your house if you want to sell it when mortgage rates are at 5%. Well, that pool of people gets smaller. And so what happens? You either have to sell your house for a lesser price because there's less of a market, less of a pool of people coming to buy your house, or you just stay in your house a little bit longer and you hope that interest rates will go back down again. I don't know if that's a strategy I want to play. So I want you to be careful. Just because your income allows you to qualify for a large mortgage doesn't necessarily mean you should take that large mortgage. Find something that works with your cash flow. The other thing is, will you have a job? I mean, think about all of the folks in 2020 who were unemployed with the pandemic. Is your job safe? Is your job one that is going to be around 5-10 years from now? Are you in an industry that is thriving or an industry that is going into extinction? You might want to think about enhancing your skill set, getting some education, going back to school, learning a new skill set, maybe starting a gig job, whatever it is to create extra income, because you want to stay current. You want to stay up with the times. Folks, owning a home is a dream for everybody. Well, I can't say for everybody, but I think for most people, for many people, owning a home is really what they'd call the American dream. But you want to be sure you're owning a property for the right reasons. I am not opposed to renting when it makes sense. If you think you may want to move, if you think you may want to be on the go, if you don't think your job is, a lot of things that can happen. You have to decide whether renting or owning makes sense. And if it means sitting down and talking with a financial planner to see whether it makes sense based upon your financial situation, I'd encourage you to do so. Just some thoughts. What I call financial advice in a language you can understand. And when we get back, I've got more of it. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. With all that's gone on over the past couple years, perhaps retirement is sounding pretty good. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? It's time for a real plan, a plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced and we're fiduciaries. We listen and we collaborate with your best interests in mind. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us for answers to your why, how, and what if questions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement, please give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, President and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante on 41 Cross Street. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I hope you'll give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or if you'd like to learn more about our office, visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to easeinad.financial.com. We've got, you know, one of the things that I use on my website is our calculators. In the last segment, I was talking about calculating monthly payments for various mortgages, depending upon how much money you want to borrow, how many years the mortgage will be, what the interest rate will be. Go to my website. It's under the resources section on my website. It's at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman to ease and a D, financial.com. Some of the calculators that I have available for you, just so that you know, we've got some free calculators. One is what's called the required minimum distribution calculator. If you're approaching age 72 and you want to try to figure out what will my minimum distribution be, what might it have to be when I'm 80 or 85 or at 72, you can put in that information. These are real easy calculators. It takes about 3 data points and you got your answer. One is what's called an amortization loan calculator. Oftentimes people are thinking, I'd like to borrow money. And maybe I want to borrow money from the bank or, God forbid, borrow money from a friend. But you want to put in an interest rate and figure out what would that monthly payment be over periods of time. Our amortization loan calculator is there to help you out. The third thing that you can do, and I use this more than anything else, is what I call our 1040 calculator. This allows you to put in your tax information to try to figure out what your tax liability might be for the year. And we use this tool. I actually have one that's a little bit more in-depth than the one that we have here in our system. But it allows us to help us understand where is the best place to take money from in any given year where we can minimize the taxes and maximize the output to you. The 1040 calculator allows us to put in a lot of different data points for us to figure out what your taxes will be, how we can save you taxes, what you should do for estimated taxes, where to put in the deductions. Just something of interest this year, for 2021, there was the opportunity to, in 2020, even if you took the standard deduction on your tax return, you were able to take an extra $300 as a deduction if you could prove that you made charitable deductions. So you could take the standard deduction and add $300. Well, 2020 was a little bit unclear. The question was, well, what if you're married? Can you take $600 or can you only take $300? Well, in 2020, they were only allowing you to take $300. But this year in 2020, if you file married jointly as a married couple, you can take an extra $600 as charitable deductions. As long as, of course, you have your receipts and your verification for it, you can add that to your standard deduction. So just thought you might want to know that. Another thing, we have a mortgage refinancing calculator that's on our website. The website we're talking about is called friedmanfinancial.com. It's my website. You go to the section that says resources and you're thinking about refinancing your mortgage. You can put all the numbers right in there and see what does a refinance look like. What's it going to cost you? And then the last one is a mortgage calculator that also allows you to factor in the principal and interest plus taxes plus insurance. Put it all in there. These are great tools that you can use and they're here for free for you. Use them as often as you want. They're really cool and real easy to use calculators. In addition, on our website, you have the ability to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning at 10:30. Lands in your inbox and more than 7,500 people subscribe to it. Go to the website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman to ease and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and boom, you will start getting our newsletter. And of course, if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, we would love to talk with you. Give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or just drop me an email, send me a message through the website, whatever you want. I'd be happy to talk to you, and we do respond to our texts and our emails, just like I'm about to tell you about a text that I got in the second segment of this show. Someone heard that we were talking about the B'nai B'rith booth, and they were saying, man, I can't wait for an Oy Vey sandwich. And yeah, it's funny. The Oy Vey sandwich is a sandwich that we've been serving at the B'nai B'rith booth for maybe the past 3 years. It's a creation that we came up with, and it has become like the all-star that everybody comes for the Oy Vey sandwich. So let me tell you what the Oy Vey sandwich is. It is, I think we must have sold 600 Oy Vey sandwiches 2 years ago. Last year, the fair was closed, of course. So I think we're going to try to shoot for 1,000 Oy Vey sandwiches this year. Why not? And I think it's possible because what I learned at the fair, by the way, is that there are some groups that aren't coming back. Frankly, they went out of business during the pandemic, so they're not able to come back to the fair. You're going to get a whole bunch of new booths that are going to show up, new food options, new other vendors that will show up. But we are going to be one of the few stable organizations that have been at the fair that if you've been waiting to try an Oy Vey sandwich or any of the stuff we have, I have a feeling we're going to be very popular this year. So here's what the Oy Vey sandwich is, just to get you started. It starts on a bulky roll. You know what a bulky roll is? You know, one of those big, nice, firm, I mean, and in fact, just so you know, by the way, after Scott Whitley is Joe Pianedosi, and we use Pianedosi bulky rolls in our booth. So shout out to Joe as well, and all the people at Pianedosi. So we buy those. Bulky roll. And the base of the bulky roll is shredded brisket, and it's my mother's recipe. It's the we used to slice it, you know, at our house during the Jewish holidays, but we've shredded it up this year. It's a lot more tangy, and it's got a lot of flavor. It's like a double. I don't know, not boiled, but it's not boiled at all. It's just saucy. It's shredded. It's awesome. And we got this brisket that goes on the bottom. Nice heaping amount of brisket. Then on top of that, we put the black peppered hot pastrami. That's Pearl brand hot pastrami right on top. So really, really flavorful hot pastrami. On top of that, we then put a potato pancake. Okay? A fried potato pancake sits right on top of that. Yeah, I know your mouth's watering right now. And then on top of that, we pour some beef and bean chili over the whole thing, okay? Then we top it off with the bulky roll. Big, long toothpick goes in the middle of it. But before we stick the toothpick through, at the very top is a half-sour pickle that sits right on top. And that goes out the window, and we say, Oy Vey going out. Everyone goes, Oy Vey! And that's what goes out. We sold it. Biff has a question.
Sorry to interrupt.
What, are you hungry?
First of all, my mouth is watering.
Okay.
That sandwich sounds brutal. So, connected to the booth,
yeah.
Is there a where you can take people out and hose them down?
We can hose them down, yeah. The bathroom's just not too far.
I mean, do you get hosed down after you have that sandwich?
Oh, my God.
It must be a mess and a half.
It is. It is very messy.
Delicious.
It is very messy. But because the secret to the success of that sandwich is the integrity of the bulky roll. And thanks to the magic of Joe Pianedosi.
So everything goes back to Pianedosi.
It does. It all goes back. If the roll can handle the sandwich.
All that, yeah. It's got to stand up.
It's got to stand up. And it does. And people love it. Now, you can eat it with a fork and a knife if you want. Most people just dig right in and they suck it right down. I mean, it's the fair. You can get messy at the fair.
So did you and your family create the Oy Vey sandwich?
Yes. I came up with the Oy Vey sandwich about 3 years ago. We wanted to say, everyone says, Mark, you need a specialty sandwich. And we serve burgers, we serve chicken fingers, we serve pastrami, we serve brisket, we serve chili, we do all these things. So we said, why don't we
put
come
them
up
together?
Well, look, if you think about it, when McDonald's comes out with new items, all they're doing is repurposing the ingredients that they have in their store. They're just aligning them differently. So I said, why can't we do that? So some people, frankly, prefer, instead of the potato pancake on it, they want us to put a few French fries on top. It's the same thing. Sure, we can accommodate. And we.
So you make variations to the Oy Vey?
Oh, we make variations.
You make variations to the Oy Vey?
We are the most accommodating booth at the fair. We heads have it your way. It's like Burger King.
Is the fair open yet? I want to go.
No, the fair opens October 1st. But get your tickets early at topsfieldfair.org. So thanks to the person who sent me the text of reminding me about the Oy Vey sandwich. And man, they are good. So, last year, 2 years ago, we sold that Oy Vey sandwich. What do you think we would sell it for? It was the most expensive item on our menu, and we sold, I told you, 600 of them. We sold it for $10, was the Oy Vey sandwich, and people are saying,
yep,
you didn't charge enough for that. And so, I don't know. We'll see if we change it.
Interesting reaction.
I mean, because when you know that when you go to the fair, everything is so ridiculously expensive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is.
Look, you can buy a regular size 2-ounce hot dog at the fair and spend $4 for a 2-ounce hot dog. That's where you go. We sell quarter-pound hot dogs, which are 4-ounce hot dogs, for $3.50. So why do we do that? I think actually last year we moved it to $4. We actually pushed it to $4. And people buy them. We sell over 2,000 hot dogs because we know we've got the best deal at the fair. We take great care in the food that we put out there. And, you know, from a financial advice in a language you can understand standpoint, you know, you can't get a better deal at the fair. And if you mention the radio show, and I'll talk about this as we get closer to the fair, you mentioned you heard us on the radio.
What happens?
We always throw in a few little extras for you as a special treat. My wife makes some great brownies, and we throw those in as well. So you'll enjoy that. All right. Oh, okay. We got to take a break because Biff's giving me the signal here, and we got to take a quick break. But when we get back, I've got more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries, enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. Let's face it, your retirement will be nothing like your parents. Your life won't be based on a fixed income, and instead, in today's world, it will be up to you to make tax-smart decisions on your 401k, your IRAs, and the rest of your investment portfolio. And it's all with a goal of using this money to support your spending needs for the rest of your life. This is serious business, and at Friedman Financial, we can help. With more than 50 years of experience serving this local community, we deliver financial advice in a language you can understand. Visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Let's make your retirement all that you've dreamed it could be.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. All right, I'm hungry. When we last left you...
Me too.
When we last...
really done it now.
When we last left, we were talking about the Topsfield Fair and the booth that I run in with my wife in October, October 1st through the 11th. We'll be back running the B'nai B'rith booth. The Topsfield Fair is going to be open as if there was never a pandemic. So it will be open and for you, but I can't wait for people to start getting back to the fair. I love doing the fair, and I know Jamie O'Brien, who runs the fair, is so excited. I just saw Jamie last week at an event that they did to thank all the volunteers from last year and from 2 years ago, and we're real excited. Anyways, I'm here in the studio just for a few more minutes. We want to talk about a few other things with regards to financial planning, money, and all that kind of stuff. I want you to think about something. Everybody says at some point they want to retire. I think that's pretty much everybody. We say we want to retire. But what does it mean to retire? I love people, when they walk into the office, they say, well, I want to retire at 65. Or what does that mean? Well, I want to retire. Well, that's nice. So tell me what, I want to work too. When people say I want to work, that's fine. Well, do you want to work bagging groceries at Market Basket, or do you want to be an electrical engineer? I mean, what does work mean? So you define that by who you are, your skill sets and all of that stuff. But then ultimately it comes down to working and lifestyle have to match each other, right? If you want to be a minimum wage earner for your lifetime, you can't live in a $1 million house, can you? It just doesn't work. It just doesn't fit. However, if you want to, you know, you want to have a professional career, you want to put money in your 401k plan, you want to start preparing for your future, you can live a little bit of a different lifestyle. And there's everything in between. But when it comes to retirement, if you lined up 100 people and say, and ask them how many of them want to retire, everybody will raise their hand. But you ask every single one of them, what does retirement mean to you? The answer is going to be different. So when you say you want to retire, and I say, well, what do you mean by that? You shouldn't be so shocked, because it's easier for you to define what retirement is when you have answers to a bunch of questions. Years ago, I wrote a book called Retiring for the Genius. And in part one of that book, I asked the question, what does it mean to retire? Because as we begin to plan for your retirement, if you want us to help you plan for your retirement, we need to understand the answers to some really, really important questions. Some of them will come easily. Some will take a little bit of time. And some collectively, we can work together to help you find answers to. So let me list some of these questions. So when you think about retirement, these are really important questions to consider. Number one, how long do you plan to live? Now, no one really knows that answer. I know I don't. You don't. So what if I told you, when we do our planning, I'm going to expect that you will live to age 100? And you might say, 100? I'm not going to live that long. How do you know? How do you know the answer to that question? Well, my mother died at 70 and my father died at 82. So, I'm sorry, your family history of longevity, with what today's science is, modern science is about, you could live a lot longer. I'm going to think that you're going to live to age 100. So if you're going to live to age 100, how much money do you need? What are you going to spend? Oh my goodness, that's a good question. So the next question becomes, how much money do you plan to spend each month in retirement? And I would bet when you think to yourself how much money you spend every month right now, the amount, unless you're actually tracking every single penny through QuickBooks or something like that, you are far underestimating what you spend every month. Next question. What does retirement feel like to you? Feel like, Mark? What are you talking about? Well, remember, when you were working, you would get up in the morning, you'd kiss your spouse goodbye, you'd each head off to work, or someone would stay home and someone would go to work. You'd be at the office for 8-10 hours, whatever it was, come back home, have dinner, maybe watch a TV show, go to sleep. When you're retired, you get up, kiss your spouse good morning in the morning, and you go, now what? What's for breakfast? Then the next question is, what's for lunch? And the next question is, what do you want to do for dinner? Well, what is retirement going to feel like? You can't do that every day. You got to have stuff to do. So what does the experience of retirement have to feel like? Yeah, everyone says, I want to travel when I retire. Travel, that's nice, and everyone should travel. You should get to travel. But you're not going on a 365-day cruise. And even if you did, that's only 1 year of retirement. What are you going to do on the times when you're not traveling? Oh, I want to spend more time with the grandkids. What if the grandkids are busy? You know, it's great that you want to spend time with your grandkids. I see this happen all the time. People are like, oh, I'm going to get that second property down in Florida. The grandkids, my kids, they're going to love the fact that I have this place down in Florida. They'll come and visit. It's going to be awesome. And the kids don't come. Why don't the kids come? Well, folks, the kids are busy. Kids have stuff to do. Parents have commitments. They can't just pick up for a week like you can because you're retired and just come down and hang out with you. And when they go down there, they can't even seem to break away from work. At least your kids can't, but the grandkids might be able to, but each grandkid wants to do something different, or there's a baseball game, or there's a dance recital, or there's the show to deal with, or the band, or whatever it might be. And so all of that expectation that you said, well, we got the lake house up in New Hampshire, or we got the place down in Florida, the kids will come and visit, and they don't. So now what do? You've retired to a place where you thought this will be great because all the kids will visit, and they don't. Now what do? Is it an expectation? Have you talked to people about what you feel like retirement should look like? These are important questions. Some families will embrace this. Some will find it very difficult. And what if you have 3 or 4 children and only 2 of the kids have the ability to come down and visit you in Florida and the other 2 don't? Does that strain your relationship with the other 2 kids? Oh, Mark, you're adding too much pressure, too much anxiety to me for this retirement thing. Now you're spooking me out. Well, I'm not saying that there's an easy answer to all this stuff, but you shouldn't expect that retirement will be this picture-perfect life that you expected. I know you want it to, and I know all the commercials out there of, you know, sitting out by the beach or going out to the pool or hanging out at the golf course or whatever. This is what life is like in retirement. Retirement still comes with stress. And you know what also gets added into retirement? Health care. Someone's going to get sick. And I can't tell you, the last question you want to ask of a 70-plus-year-old is, how you doing? Because the first thing they're going to tell you is about the doctor visit they just had or this growth that they have that's going on in their arm or something that everybody wants to talk about, their medical conditions. And you know what? Remember when we were in our 20s and you didn't want to use any of those medical terms? Now everybody wants to share it. And that freaks out your kids because as a retiree, you're so comfortable talking about your own medical condition. You talk about it with everybody and your kid's like, Mom, Dad, please, I don't need to know, you know, what your stool looked like last night. But they're so comfortable talking about that. So you got to understand, retirement is not exactly what you want it to be, but you have to have it flexible enough. You have to have the resources to be able to live the life you want, but also know that there will be some limitations along the way. And working with a financial advisor, with a financial planner, a certified financial planner, it's not just about the investments. Notice today I did not talk about a single investment. I didn't talk about large cap or small cap or stocks or bonds because you know what, folks? I'll let you in on a little secret. It's the easiest part of my job. Buying investments is the easiest part of my job. And anybody that tells you otherwise is simply lying to you. That is the truth. Buying investments is easy. Holding investments is hard. Managing investments for a long-term purpose, hard. Buying investments, easy. All this trading activity that you read about on CNBC and Bloomberg, they are just selling entertainment to you. Folks, don't be gullible. Buy quality, buy just traditional investments. You don't need to buy any of this esoteric stuff that everyone's talking about on a 6-month window. You know, we talk about hard assets. We talk about these crazy currency things that they talk about. Stay away unless you're going to hold it for 10, 20 years. But most people don't. All right. Enough of the financial advice in a language you can understand. Enough of my bantering. I got to get out of here and I got to make room for Scott Whitley, who's got Wicked Bites Radio coming up after that. And then Joe Piantedosi, Breaking Bread after that. Great week ahead of us. It looks like we're still going to have another nice Sunday. Enjoy your day, folks. I'll be back next week with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.